Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Light on this, like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
But what will you do, though? So, you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
In the scope of the universe, how is that? What? How does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
Welcome to the 2G Show, November 14th, 2015. We're glad you joined us here on the Blog Talk Radio Station. This is NG. I'm joined each and every show because he's capable and he's funny. And that's GG. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
Well, we're glad you joined us here and taking a little bit of your time on a Saturday afternoon to join us. A couple of ways you can get a hold of us. Let me get this information out. The telephone works. You can call 619-393-6728. You can listen on your phone. You can also hit the one button. That raises your hand. That means you want to get in. We want you to get in. So hit the one button. You can also join us in the chat room. Both of us are in there. And that's blogtalkradio.com. /2G.com. And you can listen on your computer and your tablet. And also get in the chat room, and we'll be checking that out. All right, G, let's get into it. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing okay. First, I want to say we have a family members traveling abroad to Italy, so we hope that their trip goes well. We wish them and hope they have a good time. So, and be safe.
Yeah, I think our sister is going. It's kind of, I'm not the one to shy away from going away. I want to go away and go. I know you're more comfortable just sitting on your couch. Just relaxing and staying in the good old United States of America. When things like this happen, sometimes the safest time to go is when a tragedy happens. Like a plane crashes, people are more heightened. The pilots, everyone's a little bit more, on guard. When things like this happen, sometimes it's the best time to go because now everyone's waking up again and we have heightened security. But we do wish, family members are safe and good, happy time. What else, brother? Any obituary say? Any guy going in today?
Well, somebody that you might know about, this young man, 40 years old, it's Nathaniel Marston, who was on One Life to Live. He played, I think he came in as Al Holden, and they killed him off, and the fans were so disgusted with it, and they brought him back as Dr. McCain on One Life to Live. He died. He had a one-car accident, no seatbelt. He would have been paralyzed from the neck down and wouldn't have been able to breathe on his own. So I don't know what the family members did, but anyway, he died at the age of 40. And also, somebody that you probably know, brother, when I think you like the movie, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original 1974. I know you love this movie. Leatherface, Gunnar Hansen, he played Leatherface in that movie, passed away at the age of 68. So, you know, our condolences go out to the Marston and the Hansen family from the Two G's.
Yeah, even though I'm a big General Hospital fan, I don't watch anymore. Not that Anthony Geary is retired, but that and I used to watch. I think all One Life to Live a while back. But I do not remember that guy unless maybe I see the face. I did read about Leatherface, the guy who played him, that original movie. I mean, unbelievable. I don't know if that one came out before Halloween. I know Halloween was 78. Friday the 13th movies were 1980. I think that one came out before. Unbelievable movie. Unbelievable movie.
The original Texas Chainsaw Massacre came out in 1974.
Yeah, and I love the fact that a lot of these movies do this. They say based on true events or ridiculous. I mean, it just makes it more horrifying. But that was when there's one scene there, and I wish we can, you know, we had video, we show off our listeners. There's one scene there, brother, when he pulls open the curtain. I mean, and he's standing, I mean, unbelievable. It's one of those scenes like Michael Myers when he's laying down in the original. You've always mentioned this. And, of course, she's not looking. And he stands halfway up. Half of his body comes up. I mean, a classic scene. So I do remember that, brother. Okay.
One of the scariest movies I remember when I was young there, watching the Texas Chainsaw, because it always says, you know, based on a true story, and just the way they filmed it and all, it was just a very frightening movie.
I agree. I think the remake was decent. I wouldn't say it was horrible, but not like that first one was an unbelievable movie. So, all right,
yeah,
but let's start off here real.
Yeah, you couldn't capture that movie better because it was like a grainy type of filming. You know, like somebody,
yes,
like almost like a found footage type deal. You know, watching that movie.
Agreed. Without that stupid the hand moving and all that kind of stuff, it was able to do both. It made you feel like it was a first person thing going on, but yet not getting nauseous with the Blair Witch Project crap, that kind of stuff. So, all right, brother, let's get on here. I mean, let's start with a little bit of a little tragedy. 2G's like to stay current. We only have 30 minutes a week. This Paris thing happened yesterday. Thoughts, prayers, however you do it. With all the people out there in Paris, another terrorist attack. Any thoughts on this, brother? I know it's overdone with the coverage. I mean, I watch some of this stuff, brother, and I don't mean to make fun of it, but they're interviewing people. You know, sir, when you were sitting down, you know, where was your fork? Was it to the right or the left of you? How did you move your leg? I mean, some of these questions are so ridiculous in this news. You know, everyone's trying to get a rating. But what are your thoughts there, brother?
Oh, totally. The senseless act of violence, of terrorism. I mean, you know, our hearts go out to the families of the, you know, and the people there. I mean, I remember, you know, how it was back here and, you know, with the 9/11, how feared, you know, we were when those planes hit. I mean, but it's just unbelievable, and I don't know. Maybe it feels like to me that finally all these other nations are waking up, and maybe you know, everybody. You know, we need every single country to stop this unbelievable, needless acts of terrorism, to stop these people who, you know, try to hide behind their religion. It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit to me. It's all about power. It has nothing to do with religion. And it's time that we all stand together and to stop this freaking nonsense. So, you know, I mean, every, you know, you got one life to live. I don't understand why, you know, why do you, you go on and live your life like that. It's just it's unbelievable how. So hopefully this will waken everybody up. You know, a lot of times I say the French, but I don't mean the people of France. And they are lately helping us with Syria. So, I mean, I'm kind of easing up on the French people. And,
brother, keep going.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, and I totally, brother, you know that I totally, you're one of the smartest people I know. You think I'm kidding when I say that. And I remember you were having a discussion at one of these functions that we had, and I disagree a little bit with you, but it's okay. I see this more as a religion, and I look back, see, religion to me could be a great thing. A lot of good things have happened in the name of religion. You know, a lot of hospitals and charities have been started. But also, if you look back like Israel, if you read the Old Testament, and I don't want to get too deep into this, but I read it many, many times. You read the Old Testament, it's brutal. You know, where so-called God tells the Israelites to go in and wipe out every part of a city. You know, woman, child, beast, everything. Even children, they killed them. God told the Israelites to do this. Then you're looking at, you know, Christianity during the Middle Ages, the Inquisition. You know, you had the Catholics killing the Protestants. And I think today, brother, I could be wrong on this. I see it as the Islamic. Right now, I really believe this is an Islamic terrorist. And these people, it's brutal. And I know you just see it more as terrorists, and I can respect that. But somewhere we got to stand up. And I'm with you. These countries have got to stand up. But one thing that bothers me, look at all these Syrians, 100,000 of them have come in to Europe. And some of these could be these people in Paris. You know, and Obama wants to take in, he just took 10,000, and he wants to take 200,000 of these people. And most of them are young men. Where are the women, the children, and the old people? I mean, we've got to stop this, close the borders, and we have got to get serious about this, brother. So I'm agreeing with you on that.
Yeah, right now, the way things are going, you're absolutely right. We have to close the borders now. We have to try to get a handle on this. Stop any, you know, I hate to say it, people from that part of the world coming into this country. Get our Americans out of there, first of all. And until, I mean, this is literally, I'm sorry, this is war. This is not a few people here and there. This is literally a war, and we got to treat it as a war, and we got to protect our borders and until we get a handle on this. And I don't know how you feel, but I know that things have been going on where people's phones have been tapped, and, you know, I really don't know how to feel about this either, but illegally tapped, listening on conversations to grab the bad guy. And you got to you want freedom. We all want our freedom. But comes a time when we must do something to stop these tragedies. And maybe it is time, I don't know how you feel about it, maybe it is time that every single phone call gets recorded and try to wipe out this ISIS or whatever they are, this terrorist group.
Yeah, again, bro, you're right. And it's just tough to discuss in a 30-minute show when we do about 5 minutes. So it's very, very difficult to discuss. I'm big on liberty. I don't like people, you know, the government tapping into our phone records or our phone calls or anything like that. But on the other side, you want to be safe. We have the liberty if we're going to get destroyed. So the thing with it, you can work it in, is a warrant. A warrant takes very short time. Most warrants are granted by judges. So if you have suspected people, you get a warrant. But, I'm torn on this one. And again, in a 5-minute or 3-minute discussion, it's very difficult to go into this. Our liberty, our freedom versus safety. And I wish I had an answer for you. So right now, I don't. I'm struggling
with
myself.
I know it's a tough decision, but... And the problem with this terrorist group, I mean, you don't know who's who. You don't know who's involved. I mean, they're you know, they're recruiting people from here, from every nation, you know, normal people. You just don't know who is involved in this terrorist group. So you want your freedom. I understand that, but also too many people are getting killed, and something needs to be done radically.
I agree. Before we move on, brother, I think there's a middle ground between our discussion before about this. I think ISIS is about religion and Allah and all that, but I do think there's a certain truth to what you're saying. I think a lot of people in the United States and other countries who are angry with the government or angry with people, whatever the case might be, they're not, they could care less about religion, but they join ISIS or whatever to make a statement. So I think there's a little middle ground there somewhere. I think a lot of the head people in ISIS are about religion, but there's many, many people who join this just because they're terrorists and they want to disrupt the government and stuff like that.
And I just, I have to say, okay, maybe not every single one. Maybe there are a few that are religious in this, but me, I will never see eye to eye on this because I'll always agree that it's just more about power, not religion. But I just said the other day, I was reading something where when this happened, someone finally said that Donald Trump just became our president after this.
Brother, you couldn't pick, for him personally, Donald Trump wouldn't have a prayer in a normal presidential election. Just like Barack Obama, just like George W. Bush brought in Barack Obama because people were tired of war and all this crap, and here he came. I think it's the opposite. I think based upon what we're seeing now, I think you're right. This is good, not in a good way, but you know what I mean? This is probably better for Donald Trump. And I'll say this before we move on about the wall. I mean, we're sending somebody, a spacecraft to Pluto. It took 9 years to get out there, 9 years with these cameras. I mean, the Chinese built a wall in about 14,000 B.C. There's no way you could tell me the Americans cannot build a wall 1,200 miles to protect his borders. I mean, come on, brother. We're America. We can do it if we put our minds to do it. We don't want to do it, but we need to do it. And I would even put a halt on legal immigration for about 4 or 5 years. Get a handle on this. Stop illegal immigration. And then let's move forward from there.
Brother, we've been taking down walls. We believe in taking down walls. We've done it in Germany and everything. We are not going to put up a wall for stopping people from coming into this country. That's not what we're based on. Okay, no matter how you think, that's not what we're based on. That idea about building a wall is it's never going to happen. It's never. This is the USA, and it's not a Eastern country. It's never going to happen.
All right, brother, we can go on with this. Great subject. Let's move a little lighter because we only have, you know, a 30-minute show. I'm going to give the number out again. Let's move on to maybe something different. 619-393-6728. Brother, we do have a caller out there. I don't ever recognize the number. Who knows how they do it? It's 1111111. I don't know what the hell that means. Can we get the caller on?
I think that 111, maybe we're being, bugged. Somebody's bugging us. Because I don't understand how you can do 111111111.
I know. Should we try taking the call and see what happens?
You can't. It's on hold. They don't want to come on. But
they're on hold. Okay.
They're on hold.
You want to get
the
on?
Whole time. And,
all right, we're going to try it. If you're calling into the show, we give you about a minute because we only have 30 minutes of the show. So we give you about a minute to make a point, a comment, ask a question. So you're on the air there, wherever you are, 111.
How old are you the first time you ate some ass?
Oh, boy, brother, what is that, brother? What is this?
Why?
What is this, brother? All right, but we got rid of that. What the hell is that?
What did it say?
That was the first time you got some ass. I wish I could tell you I did that. I didn't do it, brother. That's funny.
Oh,
my God. We got a call. That's great. Whoever did that, the guest person in the chat room, you did that. That's fantastic. I'm sorry. That was fantastic. All right. What is the first time you got ass? And let's move on. Brother, we got football games coming up. I'll say thing about Eli Manning. I want to say this real quick. I know Frank's listening. You can talk all you want about Ben. You know, he's got two Super Bowls. But Eli Manning stays in every damn game. I mean, this Ben Roethlisberger, he's a good player, Frank. Don't get mad at me. Great player. But Eli Manning, always every single game. But what's your take on the football games coming up, Giants, Patriots, brother?
Well, if you look at it, and then the way the Giants have been playing, you'll say they have no shot. They have no shot beating the Patriots. But we've had no shot in the two Super Bowls, especially when we went up against an 18-0 team. So as long as, Eli Manning is still the quarterback, and there's always that one team that always has problems against another team, we have a shot. You're absolutely right about Eli Manning. He shows up every Sunday. I mean, it's incredible how he never – I hope it doesn't happen. Never gets hurt. He's there every week. And I think in this game here, the way you're going to have to beat the Patriots is literally we're going to have to outscore them, just like we try to do with the New England Saints. We're going to have to try to outscore them. And that's the only way I think we're going to – because our defense, I mean, as I said, you couldn't cover an old lady in a wheelchair. They were so bad. But, and they got Wes Gronkowski, so – I'm hoping, they don't have a great, we might be able to run on him, keep the ball away from him like we've done in other times, but the reason why we always beat the Patriots, and one of the main reasons why, we our front four is what we needed. We didn't have the blitz. Our front four was always able to put pressure on Brady, and right now we don't even have, we couldn't get the front seven to get in there and to get on them. So I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, and hopefully when all said and done, we got one more point than they do.
Yeah, but again, the 337 wants to get in. I'm not going to do it this time because we're down to the last, 5-6 minutes. So 337 could be a legitimate call. Not taking it right now. Listen.
It's on hold.
I know. They're on hold, but I'm not doing the three. I'm not going to do it again. 337. Yeah, I mean, I'm not doing it again. They got me the last time. It could be the same person. Listen.
We got fans calling. They want to get on the air.
All right. I'll do it again. We'll see who it is. 337, you got about a minute to make a point because we're getting low on the time. 337, go ahead.
Have you ever eaten black ass?
I love it. Whoever the guest is, 786, is doing this. I love it. I absolutely love it. I love it. Anyway, no, I haven't never done that. Anyway, let's move on. I want to make a point about that, though. I mean, the only hope the Giants have in this game is somehow, some way, you get pressure on the quarterback, even though it's tough because he releases the ball so quick. I don't see it happening with the Giants, but you never know. You just never know with the Giants what you're going to get. So what about football? I mean, you talked about on the pregame, conference call. You talked about your teams never finish. What do you mean by that?
Well, of course, the Giants, how many games did they lose in the fourth quarter this year? And now it's the same thing with the Knicks. I got an idiot coach. They go into the fourth quarter. They're looking good, the Knicks against Cleveland the other night. Okay, the game is a tied game. And the Knicks miss a shot. All of a sudden now, they're letting the clock go down to zero. They can't get a shot off. Every time they're shooting the ball now is with 1 second. Where most of the game, they're getting the ball, shooting, and hitting the net. But finally, they miss a shot. And this Cleveland, Thompson, I think his name is, one of the worst free throw shooters in the league. He gets the ball. Instead of fouling him right away, they let him pass the ball and they call timeout. So when Cleveland puts the ball back in, they foul Mo Williams, and who's an 80-plus field goal. I mean, you got to know what you got to do at the end of the game. If we miss the shot, you got to foul the guy and put him on the line. It gets very frustrating. They just cannot close in the fourth quarter. And the other day, they lose with 0.6 seconds on a layup. I know, they're not going to win the championship, don't get me wrong, but I'm a Knicks fan, okay? I'm sorry, I'm a Knicks fan. I want my team to win. And I get sick and tired after the last 2 minutes. They get out-coached. They have no clue what they're doing at the end of a game to close out these games. And it's very frustrating.
And all the things Phil Jackson's done, I'm supporting the Knicks. I can't get into them right now, to be honest with you. But the coach, yeah, they have a good team. I don't see this coach being somebody that's going to beat. And if you think coaches have an influence on the game, I just don't see Derek Fisher as being the guy, okay? Why isn't we a superstar like LeBron James? And I don't want to compare Carmelo Anthony, or it's not fair. But, I mean, LeBron James, he took a team in Cleveland that time, a couple of years back when he first was there, to the finals with nobody on that team. I mean, we got a guy, a superstar, Carmelo Anthony, and I guess I don't want to blame him for everything, but why we got a guy that just, we can't, I mean, you shouldn't have a losing season when you have a superstar. But I don't see it with the coach. I just don't see it, brother.
Yeah, I could agree with you more. We have the only superstar nobody can play with. I don't understand. He's just as good as the other one when it comes to scoring. Maybe, you know, he plays a little better defense. But, I mean, you're in these games, especially at home. I mean, find a way of winning these games instead of losing them all the time.
Yeah, I'm with you, but I haven't got into the Knicks. I will give a shout-out to the Rangers. I know it's early. 8 straight wins, one again today. This has got to be, we talked about it off the air, brother. I mean, this has got to be the year. We keep saying it with this core group that they have. You know, they have to get this done this year. But it's very difficult. Injuries, they're cold, and they're going to happen. But a shout-out to the Rangers. Real good job before we get off the air here.
I mean, a great job the Rangers are doing, especially, you know, when you lose like that. You're losing two years ago, you're losing the Stanley Cup. You come back, and then you lose it at home. Usually you'd probably be down, but not this group. You know, they're right back on it, playing the best hockey ever in Ranger history. This has got to be it. I mean, normally the great goaltenders, somewhere along the line, they win a Stanley Cup. And, you know, I mean, Lundqvist is getting up in years. This has got to be the time when they got to put it all together this year. I mean, they're tired of losing in the Stanley Cup Finals and playoffs. This has got to be this group of people. You're not going to have any better group than this, so this has got to be the year.
I agree, and it could be your year. Again, you have to worry about injuries. A certain injury can happen. You know, you get a bad – anything can happen. That's why things have to go right. It's very difficult to win, but hopefully this year they can get it done. It's my best hope. My best hope right now is the Rangers. I mean, the Giants are not going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, they're just not. All right, brother. Well, we're getting down there to the end here. Next week, we're going to start off with our top five people you would love to sit down and meet with, but they got to be alive. So, Frank, if you're listening next week, come up with a top five people that you would love to meet or sit down and spend time with. We want to do that. So, all right, well, we're getting down to the end. Any final thoughts here?
Yeah, once again, I want to wish our family making the trip over to Italy a safe trip and hopefully to have a great time. I want to say, wherever you're listening to, we appreciate it. Tell your friends about us, this little program of yours here. Brother, great job again. And adios, muchachos, and everybody. Take that easy.
All right, I'll piggyback off that. You know, safe travels to our family. I'll definitely say the same thing you say, brother. Frank, thanks for, you know, always listening. Get some other people out there. Frank says he's joining an over 50 league in basketball. Good luck. I tell you, brother, real quick, me and Frank, he's a lefty. Me and Frank on 2-on-2 when we were younger, you could not stop us. That give and go was unstoppable. And it also helped that Frank was lefty. So people still couldn't adjust to that. So thanks, Frank, for listening. Whoever, what's that, brother?
That's because both of you always play five-year-olds.
He's funny. And brother, anyway, whoever called in and put those funny messages on there, I love it. I keep listening. We'll be back next week, so make sure you join us. So for GG, this is MG. This is Dave Mason. Good night, America.
Something is missing. very end. I've been living life in a hotel, high rise and low rise, living in motels. Something's missing.